Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. We'll talk to
old people.
It would make us shine.
Good morning and welcome to First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Suze Lynn McDonald. It is an amazing day here in Las Vegas. It's a little sticky, a little warm, but you know what? We can't complain. I'd like to thank you for joining us here on First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. As I said, I am your host, Suze Lynn McDonald. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is area code 347-324-5730. Again, that number is area code 347-324-5730. Well, I'd like to say thank you and good morning, and I pray that you had an amazing weekend. I tell you what, there's nothing like waking up and in the spirit of Thanksgiving. As you know, we always get to this part where we say we'd like for you to sit back and relax, but you know what? We've been calling you forward. And when I say that, instead of leaning back and relaxing and just listening to us, we'd like for you to kind of put your hands on your knees and lean forward. When you lean forward, you are engaged in the conversation. As I told you before, we also have a Facebook page that I look at while the show is going on as well, and I can chat with you. So if you'd like to do so, the opportunity is yours. We're here, ready, willing, and able to assist you. I don't know if you were able to kind of see what we're talking about today, but we've been talking about healing marriages, healing families to 1,000 generations. And today I'm going to call in on my co-host, and we're going to talk about one thing is we had a great conversation with Judith Hilton, who is our Dr. Phil. Good morning, Lady Kathy. We talked to her on this weekend, on Friday last week, and she gave us a lot of tools to actually work with and use. And the title of the show is, you know, we give you a lot of information, but now the tools to use to heal the family to 1,000 generations. Good morning, Lady Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning, Lady Susie. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. What about yourself?
Not bad at all. Not bad. A little tired, but nevertheless, I am here and excited
yeah.
to be on the show today.
Yeah. Well, I know you guys had a shut-in. I didn't get the information until a little late, so I wasn't able to make it. But I wanted to say I know that you guys had an amazing time. I'd like to know a little earlier next time so I can plan to be there. But, again, you know, God does what he does for a reason. So, again, today we're going to, you know, we talked to Lady Judith over on Friday, and we've got a lot of information. So I'm going to let you, if you don't mind, I'll have you kind of recap, and then we're going to get into some of the things that she told us that are tools for us to actually use to heal the marriage and the family. Talk to me.
Well, you know what? We had such an amazing time with Lady Judith on Friday. She's always such a she's a gift to us especially, but I know she's a gift to the body of Christ because she is a first lady, as with ourselves, and she's also a licensed marriage and family therapist. And so she comes
right.
from a clinical perspective as well as a spiritual perspective and a godly perspective. And so she comes from different angles to help us to heal. And one of the questions that was asked of her on Friday was, what's the first phase to healing a marriage? And that was a powerful question, but her answers were so loaded. And the first thing she
right.
said was, the first ingredient to healing a marriage is forgiveness.
Absolutely.
And we don't always go there first.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very, very powerful, because if you don't forgive, how do you move forward? That's extremely hard to move forward if you're holding things in your heart. So that was powerful. Then the second one was acknowledge that you're at fault. Acknowledge your contribution to the failure of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that if you don't forgive. I'm sorry, this call comes through, but you can't do that if you don't forgive. And
mm-hmm.
and another one that you brought up was to work on yourself and find out what is your trigger. So what is it that causes this person, that you allow this person to let you just fly off the handle? What is it? You know, is it when they walk in the room? Is it when they say certain things? Is it, you know, certain actions? What's your trigger?
Mm-hmm. Right. That was powerful.
And
that was an aha for me. Yes.
So that's working on yourself. That is working on yourself. If you have a trigger, then you need to work on you. She also said.
And the thing is, wait a minute, before you go, when she hit that one, and if you think about a gun, the trigger, when you pull that trigger and let it go, it's there's no taking it back. So we'll get to that in a minute, but that one just hit me. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And we all have triggers.
Oof.
Our kids can trigger us. You know, certain relationships, certain things people do can trigger us. But it seems
that
when we're in a relationship and we've reached our breaking point, a lot of small things are triggered. A lot.
Right.
You know, because now you're just paying attention to everything. Things that were insignificant before and unimportant have now become magnified.
Exactly.
Because you're still dealing with this person, and so everything they do get on your last nerve.
Yeah.
And then it's almost like you're saying, see, that's the one reason why I don't want to be with you.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
That right there. Every time you do that.
Pointing those fingers. That's the funny part. And that's the other thing. You and I always talk about this. Pointing your finger. And remember what they said, when you're pointing one at me, that's four pointing. Well, really, there's only three pointing back at you. Yeah. There's three pointing back, not four, because if so, then your thumb is broken. But but the bottom line is that trigger thing. What was hello, you and I. What's the fourth one? I interrupted you, and you didn't get to give us the fourth one. Whew.
Well, it was actually three, but, you know, there were some other things that she said that was very powerful, and that is, if you don't forgive, it's like somebody drinking poison and expecting another person to die.
That was amazing. Oh, drinking poison, and you expect someone else to die because you drank it. Okay.
Expect somebody else to die.
Wow.
Okay.
That was amazing.
Wasn't that amazing? I had to document that one. But the key thing is love, and she really dwelt on love for a while. You probably have some of this stuff, so I won't, you know, go over it in depth. But she was talking about love. She said, it's the main thing is you got to commit yourself to the Lord, both of you guys, and ask Him to forgive you, forgive the whole couple, because surrendering to God is very important. And if we don't surrender to God, then we can't move forward. We can't forgive because it's all about forgetting about ourselves and staying in God's will. And so if His will is that the marriage does not dissolve and you guys work together to move forward in the relationship, you have to surrender first. And there has to be an agreement. We going to surrender and let God do what he needs to do in this relationship. But when you get to the point where you're done, you don't want to hear from God and nobody else.
Well, stop.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's go back
what
on
she said
one
is
thing.
That.
Go ahead.
Love keeps no record of the wrong that it does.
Wow.
Love.
Yeah, I was just
going
to say that one.
Okay.
Love keeps no record. Yep, that's it. Keep going. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. But that's the key. You know, the premise of what she was saying was, you know, talking about 1 Corinthians 13 and that the Bible commands the Christians. This is for Christians only. Love your enemies.
Yes. Shame.
And that blew me away because I never thought about it. And if you don't have to tell non-Christians to love their enemies because they're not going to.
Mm-hmm.
But Christians have to love their enemies.
Isn't that wild?
And,
that's specified.
Mm-hmm.
That's a specific. That's a specific.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Go ahead. My goodness.
Yeah. And so if they have to love their enemies, well, surely they got to love their spouse.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Wow.
Yeah. And so what's the biggie, though, that she hit on, was talking about?
That's what I'm waiting for.
That. Remember she talked about that?
Yes.
You have to watch, guard your tongue and don't speak negative things because – What she said was what she noticed with all the years that she was in counseling couples is that she can tell when the relationship starts to get in trouble when they start disrespecting each other and saying anything to each other.
Yeah, that's a clear sign. And even if one is saying it and the other one isn't, you know, holding your peace is not always is not always being humble. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It holding your peace. I mean, it said, hold your peace, let the Lord fight your back. Well, hello, Lord. Sometimes holding your peace gives the confirmation to the person that you're the one that you're wrong, which you've probably been wrong too. But when you hold your peace, it allows the person to point all fingers at you instead of having any responsibility for any of the issues in the marriage as well. I see we have another caller, so I'm going to bring the caller in. And I know they've been listening because it's been 17 minutes and 59 seconds they've been listening. So I'm going to bring them in, and we're going to go from there. Wow. Okay, caller 702-587-6430. Good morning, good morning. I know I'm bringing you in. Wow. Yeah, that one got me when we were talking about that one portion of hope when, you know, for me, afterwards dialoguing with myself, I was actually saying holding my peace is not always a good thing because then you have the tendency to harbor anger. And not only harbor it,
and
it starts
to feed on you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
when you begin to speak death to the relationship. So instead of speaking positive things, you start speaking death to the relationship when you're speaking negative things. And so it's important that you don't allow your mouth to, even if you're thinking it, you know, you don't speak it into the marriage. And she got that from me. Remember I told you, I was saying that, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, my husband and I went to revival and he starts telling us what kind of marriage we're going to have, and I'm thinking, okay.
Uh-huh.
You know?
If you say
and she
so.
Said that he spoke into the marriage.
Yes. Yes.
It's important that you have somebody speak positive things into your marriage, as well as speaking positive things yourself into the marriage.
Right.
But
right.
If they start having disrespect, you know they're going to have problems.
Wow. Caller 702-587-6430. Can you call back in? I don't know what's happening with your phone. But bottom line being is that when you said that too, it really clicked in my spirit as well, you know, because a lot of times we don't think about it the way that it really is. We're saying something that we have no idea that we're actually speaking a negative into the relationship. And that can be, you know, really tiring. And I mean, it's exhausting when you're living that way anyway. But let's go ahead and go back, because while the caller is calling back, it'll be great. The one thing she said, though, that still stands out and that stands strong, it can stand on one leg all by itself, and that's forgiveness. You know, mm-hmm. even for myself, we've been talking about
the
absolutely. Well, that's, yeah, and that's easier said than done sometimes. You know what I mean? And even when you think you've forgotten, that thing will rise back up on you like a big, heavy coat that's keeping you warm from the winter. And you have mm-hmm. no idea what you're doing with that or when did it come back. You know, I know for myself, you know, we talked about this before. I thought I was fantastic. I had finally gotten through the anger part of it. And to be perfectly honest with you, I didn't really realize that I just got over it since we've been doing this series. And it had to be God to do it, because there's no way I could have done this on my own. But the bottom line being is that in the forgiveness part of it, you really have to constantly check yourself for a while. And that's something that I did, and then I got laxed with it. And when I say that, I was actually checking myself. But in my checking myself, I thought, as we regularly do, I got so relaxed that I had it. I got this now. That I actually had uh-huh. put myself in a position that I had let it seed. I stopped it in one place, but then I realized that I had taken the force or the word of God off of it, and it had come back up again. So consequently, that's a situation where that's another tool that I think in the forgiveness is to check yourself that you don't get so comfortable with the forgiveness that you didn't really forgive. There are little hidden things in the corners of the crevices of mm-hmm. your heart. Mm-hmm. Wow. And I found that myself.
Yeah, we constantly do a self-check.
Yeah. Wow.
And you know, it's good to have friends around you who's not afraid to tell you the truth. You know, if everybody's advocating you and, you know, patronizing you and you're going in the wrong direction or acting mm-hmm. unseemly, it's good to have somebody to pull your coat. Wait a minute, what are you doing? That's not okay.
Exactly. Right, right. And you know what, not everybody, go ahead.
Those are the people who don't want anything from you.
Yeah, yeah. And the one thing you just said that was really, really, really strong, and that is, it's got to be somebody that, you know, it's some, and it's not what you say, it's in the tone that you say. But the bottom line being is being able to say it. Yes, but not only that, even if it's got a little bit of a as I say, a tartness to it. As long as it's somebody that you know that they have your best interest, and that's the other thing, because you can't trust everybody with that part of you, especially when you're in a place that you are raw and you're sensitive, like literally having your skin pulled back. But the bottom line being is being able to have those people that you know are going to tell you the truth at all costs. They know you're not going nowhere because you know you. They know that you know you love each other, and then the part where you said, exactly trust. That's the real key, that you trust. Let me ask you a question then too, because this is a good one. How we're talking about tools now? What are some of the tools to finding that person that you can trust? What is, you know, you and I hadn't met at all. And everybody told me about you, and everybody told you about me. And it's so strange that when we finally met face to face, breath to breath, it was as though we were from, well, we basically, I think we probably were without even knowing, a mother by another, a sister by another mother, that there was almost a womb, a Mary and Elizabeth relationship that took place. Yeah. There was a leap in you, in me, and I know it wasn't you because we talked about it, but there was a leap that you knew that I wasn't going to placate, I wasn't going to patty cake, and I knew you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Not just from what mm-hmm. I heard, but because I recognized mm-hmm. myself in you.
That's right.
You know, God says, we will. Yeah. My people will know them. You'll know each other. And it's so strange to be able to walk on today's land, on this earth, and be able to see everything that's in the Bible that's still alive. What do you say to that?
My God, yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We have to, for years, I've heard about you. Oh, and I've seen some things. Ah, you just like it. Ah, yeah, you actually like this. Ah, Lord, you're enthusiastic. Like, you know, and so, because, you know, on different times, at different levels, I worked with most all your sisters. And so every last, you know, once I met would say, this, you know, that's Susie, you know. But the thing is, when God could see down the road, and I mean, who knew that we would get to this point?
Exactly.
That when we did meet, there was something that I saw, and there was something that you saw. And because I believe that we heard about each other all the years, we knew that there was a trust factor there. And your mom took me in like she brushed me out of the womb, and I totally felt that way.
Right,
totally
right.
Felt that way. There was no separation. And so because of what we heard, because we know ourselves, and if someone's constantly telling me that this person is just like you, then I know I can trust you because I know I can trust me. Because we didn't play at all.
Oh, no. No,
so
no,
you
no.
Come
not
with
at
no
all.
Foolishness.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the thing was,
well, that was designed by God.
Exactly. And even in that.
But check this out. Because after we met, Mary was done.
Isn't that wild? Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
It is done, you know. It's like Jesus literally on the cross. It is done. I'm like, how is she going to check out
we
now?
Took, your mama left.
Wow.
I was so mad. But it wasn't until we got together.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
that
you're right. Absolutely.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
So it
yeah,
was like, okay,
absolutely.
I finally got them together. I'm done now.
Yeah. And you know, and it's you know it. Oof. And that is such a revelation too, because you know each one of us have we can't leave this earth till our job is done. Whatever God sent us here to do, you know. And you, the perfect example is Judas. Everybody is mad at Jesus because he betrayed Jesus, but he had a job to do that. That everything that God had said would come into fruition. So he couldn't Satan couldn't touch him. Nobody could touch him until he had done the job that God put him on this earth to do. And you know, it's so wild because I never thought about like that. I never thought about that. I told you, always
we went over her house
always
together one time.
Remember
that?
And
night?
The crazy
one
thing,
time, and
yeah.
after that she was done.
That's wild.
I tell you, that's something to chew on.
I can't even begin to chew on that one. Wow, huh? No,
did
I don't see them back. No, they did. She didn't. But, wow, you know, you just hit me with something right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely true. Because her leaving this earth, you know, her even a bit of a deterioration. It was as though her physical body and her mind knew. And she had made up her mind. That's why she had me come over there and do that bath and break my back and, you know, do the pedicure and the eyebrows and everything. She was getting ready to go meet the king. I mean, she literally was in preparation. You know, one of our shows was in preparation of. What are you in preparation for? My God. And she was in preparation to cross over and go see the Father. And she wanted everything done, her nails, her feet, her everything done, that she was in, that she was presentable. And that's the other thing. Even in relationship, one of the tools in healing the family and healing the marriage, what are you in preparation for in your marriage? And like I said a minute ago, even with my mom, she wanted to be prepared. I mean, her entire body, from her hair wash to her eyebrows done to her everything. Everything was prepared, clean, and she had prostrated herself to go and meet the king. The same thing. That's a tool in your marriage. Get up in the morning.
She went out like she lived her life. She was a very classy woman, and she went out as a classy woman.
Yeah, that was wild.
One of the other things I wanted to bring up, we talked about on Friday, a caller had a question, and the question was, my brokenness has me bound.
Wow, bound, yes. Wow.
And one of her answers to that was, the best way to be healed is to start every day letting go.
Mm. Repeat that, please.
The question was, my brokenness has me bound. I think you answered that. You asked that, right? It's from
Well, it was one of our, one of our people was chatting with me at the same time. And what was it?
And they wanted to know how they could. The question was, my brokenness has me bound, and they wanted to know how they can overcome that. And she says, the best way to be healed is to start every day letting go.
Yep.
Because
that's
the Bible says, vengeance is mine, and I will repay.
Yeah. That one got me because, I mean, and then the one that really got me is when the girl was, the young lady said to me, I'm literally on my knees in tears. And I realized there was someone's hand on my shoulder, and it was her husband. She later sent me a text that it scared me. It scared her because she said she wanted to know if the Lord was there. And she said, I knew my heart wasn't right, but what I needed to say, I needed to say it out loud. And she said when she was typing it, she was saying it out loud. And he heard her. And he put his hand on her shoulder. I don't remember the response because I was so taken back, and I was trying to send her what was being said at the same time. What was her response? Do you remember?
You had the response. She didn't really, she was, like you said, she was tore up after that one. And then I think her husband came in, and he began to talk to her, and they began to heal the men right on the spot.
Wow.
Because he began to understand what she really was.
You know, even now I have chills on my body. Because how amazing is God that he walked in that very moment. And usually when you're chatting, you're just typing. But for her to be typing and saying it aloud, he heard, for the first time, he said he heard her. Wow.
Okay.
She said they've been married, and I still have it at the house. She's been married for 23 years.
Oh my God.
She said, he said, I finally heard you? My God. Now, let's get into that. That's one of the tools. It took 23 years for him to finally hear her. What was there, the tone of the voice that she was talking in? Or did she just shut up? Did you muzzle the
ox? That's what I was going to say. Was she actually talking?
Wow. Ooh. Did you ever even talk? Because, you know, sometimes it gets to the point, especially in your marriage, that you just don't want to argue. You don't want to, you know, especially if you have children, you'll hold your tongue or say nothing and suffer in silence because you don't want to bring any more rifts into the relationship. You just are that tired. And then it takes with them being married 23 years, getting ready to go in their 24th. The 24th year of their marriage, and he finally heard her. Mm. And the whole thing that blew my mind is she said, I'm broken, but I'm not bound by my brokenness now. I'm freed from my brokenness. Jeez, Louise, thank you, Lord. You know, we're at our 60th.
Well, one thing that maybe Judith said was when two people decide to forgive because God has them, then the marriage can be healed.
Yes. But you know what? That's what this show is all about, Lady Cassie. This show blows my mind. They don't want to come over and they don't want to talk to us. And it's okay because even with just us dialoguing, and from the young lady and a couple of the other calls that came in, it gave us to know that what we're doing is not in vain. And I'm just amazed at who God is and how he's using two little girls that had no
thought of what we were doing except for just being, just being obedient. And, you know, it's tiring.
Yes.
It's tiring at times. But, again, it reminds me of that song, I'm No Ways Tired, you know. So, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and we're here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30, just for you. Even when you don't call in, just for you. What's that song? Just for me, just for me.
Yes, Lord.
I love that song. That song by Donnie McClurkin. Gosh, that song just blows. That's what this is. Yes. This show is just for you. I want to thank you for joining us today on First Ladies Blog Talk Radio with my amazing sister in the Lord, sister by another mother, and also my friend, Lady Kathy Howard. I'd like to thank our sponsors that make this possible. Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that you can call 24 hours and get a live person on the phone. That phone number is 702-683-6373. And also, Lady Kathy, I'm going to let you do the honors of telling us about your ministry, and I'm going to have you close out today.
And that ministry is Destined for Glory World Outreach Ministries, where the pastor is our own Pastor Tony Howard, and the church is located at 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard, right here in sunny Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. And if you need to call us for any reason, that phone number is 702-364-5679. It is always a pleasure and an honor to come before you guys every Monday and Friday. Join us again. We'll be right back here on Friday, being transparent, and 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Absolutely.
See you then. Like you said.
Love you, too. Have an amazing day, and thank you so much for joining us. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The fuck?